Police in Sioux Falls want help solving a missing person case that's more than four decades old. Authorities say Elabeth Lodermeyer vanished in the 70s when she was 26 years old. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keeley Boltina reports, officials are asking for any information available on the anniversary of her disappearance.
Police Detective Pat Mertes says he has indications that Elabeth Lodermeyer is dead, but law enforcement are still trying to figure out what happened when she went missing 42 years ago. Mertes says Lodermeyer's estranged husband was the last person to see her alive, and she vanished March 7, 1974.
The house was locked up when Gene and some other people, friends of Elabeth, made entry into the house. They discovered a partially eaten pizza in the kitchen, as well as a flour on the floor that looked like it might have a hand swipe through it, giving the appearance that there was possibly a struggle. Nothing else missing other than Elabeth's coat, as well as the clothes that she was last known wearing, and the purse were noticed missing from the house.
In the four decades since, officials have had two leads. The fall after she disappeared, Lodermeyer's purse turned up in Canada, but law enforcement found no evidence she'd been there. Murda says then, in 1992, someone found her wallet along the Big Sioux River.
A local farmer just happened to lay down in the shade on a hot day and looked over and found the wallet in kind of a dugout. It's a lot of granite out there, and just kind of a burrowed out area where it's similar might an animal be, located the check registry and a couple of credit cards to her out there.
Murda says that's the only evidence investigators found. The police detective says Lodermeyer traveled all over the state, so anyone with any tip is encouraged to contact law enforcement to help officials solve the cold case. Murda says Lodermeyer's husband was a person of interest. He died several years ago. Murda says the investigation isn't about proving someone guilty in Elabeth Lodermeyer's disappearance, but about providing closure for her family. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.